Aircheckdownloads.com.
Paul McCartney and Bobby Goldsboro. Hello, summertime, one century. It's 19 minutes past three on a Saturday morning. Good morning. We have two trivia questions for you. They're just for fun. You can take part if you want to. I'll give you the number to call in just a minute. These two questions are on music and monuments. And I want to know, what is the name given to a piece of music written for one solo instrument and an orchestra? So what is the name given to a piece of music written for one solo instrument and an orchestra? And question number two on monuments, I want to know, in which country are the pyramids of the sun and the moon? In which country are the pyramids of the sun and the moon? If you think you know the answer, give me a call. 0191-477-2000. It's just for fun here on Century. Get it right, and I'll give you a mention. On 100 to 102 FM, that's Honeybus, and I Can't Let Maggie Go. Now listen, if you can't get to a phone, and you would like a mention on the show, why not write to me? Address your letter to Norman Castle, Century Radio, P.O. Box 100, Gateshead NE8 2YY. That's Norman Castle, Century Radio, P.O. Box 100, Gateshead NE8 2YY. Put it in the post, and I'll give you a mention on next week's show. Here's Wet, Wet, Wet and Angel Eyes on Century. That's Wet, Wet, Wet on Century. It's certainly wet, wet, wet outside. I just had a look out of the window and it's not such a nice night, really. Wrappy up weather, definitely. Okay, we're having some fun with these two trivia questions. You're stuck on one of them, certainly, and it's this one. The one on music that's catching people out. I want to know, what is the name given to a piece of music written for one solo instrument and an orchestra? What is the name given to one piece or given to a piece of music written for one solo instrument and an orchestra? Question number two, pretty easy. In which country are the pyramids of the sun and the moon? In which country are the pyramids of the sun and the moon? 0191-477-2000. If you want to have a crack at it, give me a call now. It's just for fun, but if you do get it right, I'll give you a mention right here on Century.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Music still to come from Billy Joel, The Eagles, Johnny Johnson, and Genesis 2 right here on Century. At the heart of the Northeast, this is Century Radio. Have the answers to the trivia questions coming your way in two records from now. So, did I say I'd give the answers in two records time? I lied. That's Billy Joel, Moving Out on Century. The trivia questions then, they went like this. I wanted to know, what is the name given to a piece of music written for one solo instrument and an orchestra? The answer to that was a concerto. And question number two, I wanted to know, in which country are the pyramids of the sun and the moon? The answer to that was Mexico. Mexico. Very easy. Well done to Bob Young in High Howden, Lynn in Blythe, Jim and Dennis in Blythe, to Margaret in Gateshead, Mick in Cramlington, Shirley Roby in Brandon, and Graham, who's mobile on the A1. More trivia for you after the 4 o'clock news. To take us there, it's Barbara Streisand and Barry Gibb with Guilty on Century.
From the heart of the Northeast, this is Century News.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Michaela Stevenson, Independent Radio News.
Northeast weather. With Century Windows, your window to the next century.
Still looking very, very wet outside. It's going to be wet throughout the region with the rain easing for a short time. Later today, not much improvement. Cloudy with rain patches, but becoming brighter during the afternoon. Winds will be moderate and fresh, and maximum temperatures 63 Fahrenheit. And that's weather in Brambles Farm and here at 100 to 102. Just gone 14 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Saturday morning. Good morning. It's Norman Castle with you till 6 on Century. Get yourself a pen and a piece of paper at the ready, because we have another two trivia questions coming up for you right after Tony Rich Project and Nobody Knows on Century. At the heart of the Northeast, this is Century Radio on 100 to 102 FM. Four in a row for you. Mr. Mister, we had Carole King, UB40 and the Tony Rich Project with Nobody Knows on Century. Well, as promised, another two trivia questions for you that just for fun, you can give me a call and I'll give you the number in just a moment. First of all, the questions though, I want to know, this one's on sport, and I want to know, what is the Davis Cup? Alright, so what is the Davis Cup? And question number two, which is on space, if you can tell me, who was the first man to set foot on the moon? Who was the first man to set foot on the moon? 0191-477-2000 if you think you know the answer. Give me a call now. If you get it right, I'll give you a mention around about, 5 to 5. Here's Johnny Hates Jazz and Shattered Dreams even. This is Century Radio with music still to come from Wayne Fontana, Eric Clapton, we have Harry Chapin and Scarlett too.
Come with Morgan to sunny Dublin.
Let's take a look at the answers to the trivia questions then. I wanted to know which glowworm glows brightest in the dark, the male, the female, the larva, or all three. The answer to that was the female, which is wingless, and it emits a light to attract the flying male. Would you believe it? Question number two, which European capital covers the largest area? That was London. Mick in Cramlington, you got it right. Also, Jim and Dennis in Blythe, both got it right. What clever fellas. That's it from me until next week. Stand by for Steve Phillips. He's got some good stuff in his show. Music from Steely Dan, Hall and Oates, dodgy to name but a few. Up to the news with Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders.
From the heart of the Northeast, this is Century News.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Michaela Stevenson.
Northeast weather. With Century Windows, your window to the next century.
Good morning, welcome to the weekend. Cloudy and rain, but that rain is going to be slowly easing into the afternoon. There's the good news. Winds are moderate to fresh. And your top temperature, right about 64 degrees Fahrenheit, the high for today. That'll be in Blythe and also here at 100 to 102 FM. Good morning.
Century Radio. Aircheckdownloads.com.